Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we'll be having Nick Caserio on the show later this week. Last time before we get to training camp on Thursday this week. Texans practice tomorrow and Wednesday. So this is a big year. This is a big year for Nick, Seth, in that there's been a lot of fixing of very specific things that have gone on with this roster in the offseason. And it's been a bold strategy that they've been executing over there to fix this offensive line. I think if you told a lot of people around the league that one of the big things they're going to do to fix the offensive line is trade away their best offensive lineman without backfilling him with somebody who's of similar caliber, they would have said, well, that is a very, very bold strategy right there to do so.
Yeah.
Those aren't people that would be saying that who've been around the building like Nick has and like everybody has to know that maybe there needed to be a culture shift in the offensive line room. But still, if this works, it'll be one of those things that is a major green check mark to the good for Nick Caserio. But it is a bold strategy, though.
It's a bold strategy in a weird way in which discretion and lack of aggression is the bold strategy, but it's risky. You know, usually we veer towards like do something. And there was a way in which the Texans operate in the draft that I actually felt good about, in that I think when they tried to trade up into the top 10, reportedly, presumably, possibly to get, say, Kelvin Banks, the offensive tackle, whoever it might be, I don't like seeing people frame it as they failed to trade into the top 10, because they could have traded into the top 10. There is a price tag that they could have spent to get into the top 10.
Sure.
It's just, so it's always a matter of, all right, is your organization, you never want your organization to be at the point where they're saying, yep, whenever we want a guy, we're going to take whatever it takes, whatever it does, we're going to do whatever it does to get there. They did that with Will Anderson.
Yeah.
You can only do that so many times.
Yeah.
So there's times where you just got to pull back and not do it. They tried to trade back up into the first round after they traded out of it this year, and the price just wasn't right. So that's the part where I wish they had been able to land another big name or two on the offensive line. And yet at the same time, I have to try to be mature and say, like, all right, but you don't want to be overspending all the time.
Yep. This is an interesting article here on SportsNaut, SportsNaut.com. Matt Johnson has an article, Best General Managers 2025, ranking the 10 best NFL GMs right now. And I will give you where Nick is on this. They only list 10. It's top 10. He's 10th on this list. But I think what's interesting is all 9 GMs in front of him have at least been to a conference championship game as the general manager of their football team. Obviously, Nick has been to several as a member of the New England Patriots. Howie Roseman's number one. They're the defending Super Bowl champs. I think he's thought to be the best in the game today, Howie Roseman. Like, they are built to last in Philadelphia right now. Number 2 is Les Snead. He's won a Super Bowl with the Rams. Number 3, Brad Holmes, the Lions. been to a conference title game. Number four, Eric DaCosta, Baltimore Ravens, took over for Ozzie Newsome, been to a conference title game. Brett Veach, Kansas City Chiefs, we know their track record. Number six, Brian Gutekunst, Green Bay Packers, been to a conference championship.
Well, not as the GM, though.
Oh, yeah?
Because he took over in 2018, so it was Ted Thompson when...
They haven't been to one with Matt LaFleur as the head coach? A conference title game?
Conference championship game?
I thought they had been, but
Right, 2019. It was 2000. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good call.
Yep.
Shut up, Seth.
Okay. Yeah. Number seven.
I heard you.
Number seven.
Said it with your eyes.
Shanahan, John Lynch. Okay, it's a little disrespectful to John Lynch. John Lynch with Kyle Shanahan helping him go pee-pee is number seven. We know they've been to a couple of Super Bowls. Number eight is Brandon Bean of the Buffalo Bills, been to the conference title game a couple of times now. Jason Light in Tampa Bay is number nine. He's won a Super Bowl. And then there's Nick Caserio at number 10, who is trying to get to a conference title game and further this year with the Houston Texans.
Yeah, that's and I think the big thing with Caserio, where I think he's 10th on this list behind all those guys for probably that biggest reason. Those guys have actually had demonstrated success getting into the Final Four.
And I think it's fair.
At the very least. Yeah, I think it's very, very fair. Yeah. There's not a chance in hell I'm going to bring this up to Caserio on Thursday when we talk to him. Because I know that there is not one part of them that is going to be excited about whether he was on this list. He's not going to be disgruntled with where he's ranked. So I probably will bring it up to him, actually, just for fun. I'm going to congratulate him.
Yes.
Okay.
You're 10th? Top 10?
Did you get to check off a box on your list of
right,
goals?
Was that on your list
the
of goals?
Sports Not named you a top 10?
Yeah.
I think fan sentiment would probably be split on this as to whether he's top 10 or not.
I agree.
Just because he hasn't been to a conference championship game. And what we started off talking about was the offensive line. And that's the one final really remaining thing, aside from team success, that Nick needs to prove is that, yeah, they can put a competent offensive line out there because they really haven't had one. I think they don't mention it in this little blurb, but they do. The fact that when he took over, it was really he walked into a situation that I don't think he realized existed when he took the job.
Yeah.
He knew about the salary cap issues. I don't think he knew about a bunch of the dysfunction in the organization. And that part of it that doesn't get reported and there's not a strict timeline, those first couple years, there was a lot of diciness and a lot of things that had to be corrected. And Nick made some mistakes during that time. But I think the pivot from where the Texans were as an organization when Deshaun Watson demanded a trade, which was immediately when at the same time Nick Caserio was hired.
Yes.
That's what he's getting credit for.
Yeah, I think so. I think what he got in that trade, I would challenge you to find a worse situation on paper. Forget about the dysfunction you're talking about, Seth, that's more interpersonal and human behind the scenes. Pretend that everything is just ice cream and puppy dogs behind the scenes with all the personalities and everything. He inherited on paper one of the, if not the worst situations that you could ever inherit as a general manager. He inherited a team that didn't have a first round or a second round pick in the upcoming draft. They had only picked in the first round once since 2018. A salary cap sheet that was a mess because Bill O'Brien gave out all these horrible contracts to people, and the biggest contract he gave was to Deshaun Watson, who, to your point, demanded a trade practically about the time Nick Caserio walked in the door.
It felt like it was triggered by the fact that
he got
Jack Easterby was hiring his guy.
So
that's what it felt like.
Right. So like when I look at Nick's body of work, that's like when there were people like in 2021 and 2022 saying to fire Nick Caserio. I'm like, this is a 2-year cleanup, man. Like this is like firing somebody who's cleaning up a nuclear, you know, like a nuclear disaster in the middle of while they're cleaning it up, you know?
The biggest mistake I think Caserio made, and again, this was done alongside Easterby and with Easterby's input, was hiring David Culley as the coach there.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing they looked at Culley as an interim type of coach that was there as a bridge that perhaps he, you know, like that might only be there for a couple of years until we figure this situation out and we'll see what goes on.
Yep.
But they drastically undershot in that.
Yeah.
They had hired Lovie Smith
yeah.
as a bridge coach.
Yeah. Or
as
that would have been fine.
A bridge coach with upside.
Yep.
You know, like Lovie Smith, you could see where, okay, this guy's been in the league forever. He's got a good way with the players. He can instill discipline, all of that. Lovie, and then maybe
it works
you know,
out.
And there is also potential upside there. Lovie Smith was a smart hire.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it was 1 year too late.
Yeah. Yep.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yep. I think the offensive line and that hire, I think, are fair. I think of the things that Nick has done that this organization wouldn't be where it is right now without doing. The Deshaun Watson trade for sure. The subsequent, you know, the first three picks of the 2023 draft where they drafted C.J. Stroud. And really the bold move was to move up and get Will Anderson. That's worked out. That 10 minutes has changed the complexion of this franchise. And then I think just the overall with – obviously working hand-in-hand with DeMeco, but he has built an elite defense, or potentially an elite defense. You know, they gave up a lot of big plays last year, maybe statistically not elite. I think this defense has the potential this season to be a top three or four defense in the NFL for sure.
Yeah, they really what they've done on defense, and then I think with special teams too, because special teams is kind of – you set it off to the side and you don't think about it. Some of the actual – the fact that they won any games at all in 2021 and 2022 is partly because they were competent on special teams. They were competitive on special teams. And that's one thing that Caserio brought from New England that I'm happy about.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to debate anymore about whether they're trying to be New England South or anything like that. Some of the things that Nick brought with him from New England have been very, very good for the team. The special teams is chief amongst them, because they'd gone through a long period where with Rick Smith and then I think with Bill O'Brien acting as the GM, it wasn't as much of a focus of concentration that O'Brien gained as it has been as of late.
Yep, it's a good point. 713.
I remember, I mean, that goes back to Andre Johnson when Andre Johnson says that he knew that 2013 might be a letdown year because of how many starters were playing on special
teams. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, it's those little things on the margins that nobody really talks about.
Going back to the topic we had in the previous segment about the big ruling that's going to have colleges paying athletes directly, not NIL. NIL still exists, but paying them directly. Can the players now have agents to negotiate for them? They do.
They
do already. When will colleges start making these kids sign binding contracts to stay? That was one of the overriding themes coming out of all the articles over the weekend, Seth, about this ruling, was that this is probably all leading towards collective bargaining in a union for these athletes at some point.
Yeah, and that's what it's felt like. There's just been no structure to any of this to where it's felt like the Wild West. But now if you're recognizing that the student athletes are indeed actual employees, mm-hmm. then all the labor law stuff comes into it,
sure.
which is far beyond my ability to explain to anybody. because I don't completely understand it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it gets complicated.
Yep,
yeah. You just figure that there'll probably be some kind of a CBA at some point,
I would guess. You would think, at least with the bigger schools. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. We'll circle back. We're waiting to hear if the Texans have signed Nick Chubb yet or where that's going. I would imagine we'll get news on that later today.
If they do it at 10:01, I'll tell you what.
Oh.
I am going to tear Caserio a new one, damn it.
As you should.
That's right.
As you should. Yeah. 10:01. Give us
he's
something.
He's going to do it. They're going to do it. They're going to. Nick likes toying with us that way. He's going to do it at 10:01 a.m. and go,
What is that? What's a hockey, Ben? the Caserio? If you can't find it, don't worry about it. I know Ben's got 8 jillion hotkeys in there. All right, so we'll circle back to that top of the hour. This comes from a texter late last week. I said, that's an interesting question. The Texans and the Astros are in very similar situations right now in that they are the beneficiaries of being in arguably the worst divisions in their respective sports.
What are you talking about?
Who's in a better divisional situation right now? The Houston Texans in the AFC South or the Houston Astros in the AL West? Which division overall is worse? We will discuss coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.